There are many components to a perfect Christmas celebration. You have to be in the right place, at the right time, with the right weather, people, food, music, and of course, the perfect gift. Now, oftentimes, the most important component of all goes missing in most Christian celebrations. And the problem is that when this component goes missing, it distorts and complicates everything. Therefore, situations and relationships that should be resolved go unresolved. And one would expect to find this component in most Christian homes, but it oftentimes is as absent in the life of believers as it is in the rest of the world. Now, the central part of the Christian story is the fact that God sent His Son into the world to deliver this absent component to everyone. But when you analyze this component, it appears to be weak, even foolish, and to incorporate it into our situation would seem to be a grave mistake. Yet, this component is so powerful that it has the potential, the power, to heal broken hearts, communities, cities, nations, even the world. When Jesus dwelt among us, this component poured out of Him so abundantly that it perturbed those who felt that they didn't need it. It perturbed them so much that they crucified Him. Many others, however, ran to Him because this missing component was their only hope. But sadly, this component will go missing in most Christian celebrations this holiday season. John, the Apostle John, wrote in his first chapter, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling amongst us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." You see, grace is the central and most important component of Christianity. Yet oftentimes it is completely absent from our Christian walk. Grace is what we desire when our guilt is exposed, but it's what we least want to extend to someone else when their guilt is exposed, especially when they're guilty of harming or injuring me. Grace means to freely offer to others what they least deserve. For some, this may sound foolish, but for those of us who have been recipients of God's grace, we know how liberating and transformational grace is. So, go ahead and make it a perfect Christmas celebration, but don't forget the most important component of all, God's grace.